and though he still spent most of his time at his coastal home, in case a ship should happen by, he decided to erect an additional inland shelter. Later, during a brief but raging fever, the adventurer was confronted by a terrifying apparition who announced, "Seeing all these things have not brought thee to repentance, now thou shalt die." Remembering the advice of his father, Crusoe commenced to pray and to read from the Bible. In a strangely inverted search, he began to seek deliverance from his sins, rather than from his adverse situation. In a small valley on the island, Crusoe found an abundance of wild grapes, lemons, limes, and other fruits and vegetables. From the grapes he made raisins, which became a favorite staple food. In his wanderings, he also caught a parrot, whom he taught to speak. With a few grains of rice and barley from the bottom of one of the ship's sacks, the sailor planted what would become large fields of grain. For several years, he experimented with making bread and weaving baskets. One of Crusoe's biggest frustrations was the lack of bottles or jars in which to cook or store food. Over time, he succeeded in making clay containers and even fired some pots that were solid enough to hold liquids. After 4 years on the island, he was a changed man. "I looked now upon the civilized world as a thing remote, which I had nothing to do with, no expectation from, and indeed no desires about." Crusoe dedicated his entire 5th year as a castaway to building and inventing. He constructed a summer home on the far side of the island. He fabricated for himself a suit made from skins, as well as an umbrella. He fashioned a small canoe in which he traveled around the island, and so the years passed in solitude. One day, in his 15th year on the island, Crusoe spied a human footprint in the sand. When he finally summoned the courage to measure it against his own foot, he found the strange print to be much larger. "Fear of danger is 1,000 times more terrifying than danger itself," he declared. Still, for safety, he built a second wall around his home and fit it with 6 muskets. Once while exploring, Crusoe came upon a beach spread with human bones. He quickly abandoned the area, and for the next 2 years he stayed close to home, never fired a gun, and avoided making fires. 24 years had passed, when one night Crusoe heard gunfire, and in the morning he spied a ship's hull impaled on the rocks. Then he saw something that sent shivers down his spine, about 30 cannibals on the beach, enjoying a gruesome feast. Robinson shot at them, killing some and driving the others away. He rescued one of their native prisoners and named his new companion Friday, for the day upon which he was delivered. Friday proved to be strong, loyal, and intelligent, though Crusoe still had cause to worry. Friday was also a bit cannibalistic. Crusoe began introducing Friday to his mode of living, especially hoping to turn him to Christianity. Friday managed to learn English quite well and was pleased to answer his benefactor's questions concerning the surrounding islands and their inhabitants. Crusoe discovered that his island must be near Trinidad. One day in the course of their conversation, Friday told Robinson about 17 white men who were held prisoner on his home island, survivors of a shipwreck. If Crusoe rescued them, they might be the key to his return to the civilized world. But before the 2 men could finish constructing a canoe to reach the captives, another group of cannibals arrived. This time Crusoe and Friday were able to save 2 of their prisoners from the cooking pot, a Spaniard and another islander, who turned out to be Friday's father. After assuring Crusoe that the other Spanish and Portuguese prisoners would willingly follow the English castaway in an escape attempt, the Spaniard returned to the island with Friday's father to explain the plan and have the men sign an oath of allegiance. While they were gone, an English ship anchored near the island, and 11 men came ashore, 3 of them, the ship's captain, his mate, and a passenger, as prisoners of mutineers. Crusoe and Friday killed the most belligerent of them, and the others turned themselves over to Crusoe, swearing loyalty. With control of the ship, Crusoe prepared to return to England. Some of the mutineers, however, chose to remain on the